recent success as well. You mentioned Imperial Cavalier, and only in the last week, fantastic result.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. We were at Weston Park in Shropshire last week for the International One Star, and he actually won, so that was an amazing way to finish the season with a lovely double clear inside the time. And he's sort of already teaching me so much. I'm really grateful to his owners, Mr. and Mrs. Davies and Jeanette Chin, for allowing me to ride him.
And is this going to be a partnership that's likely to be together for quite a while?
Well, I'd like to think so, although he is 17, so he's sort of getting on a bit, but he's definitely not ready to retire yet. Hopefully next year will be a good year for us.
Who are your icons in equestrian?
I definitely have to say, since having a lesson at a very young age with Billy Toomey when he came over here, he's been, you know, sort of like an idol for me, as well as Jeanette Brakewell, Pippa Funnell, and Mary King, all top eventers that have competed at, you know, numerous European World Championships, Olympics. And I've always sort of looked up to them and thought, oh God, I wish I could do that one day, and just thought that it'd just be impossible, like complete dream. But now that sort of after last year when I went to the Europeans, it's sort of, you know, it's definitely in reach. I just need to make sure I put in the work.
I was going to ask, where do you go from here?
I am still actually classed as a junior, which is under 18s. And then there's young riders, which is 18 to 21. And then 21 to and over as seniors, basically. So I've got juniors next year, and then I've got 3 years in young riders. Next year, I might be skipping my last year of juniors to compete at the Young Riders with Imperial Cavalier, because he's overqualified for juniors, which is a shame. So he's still eligible for Young Rider Europeans, so that's sort of my main aim for next year, is to do that. So
it looks like, Leslie, you're not let off the hook just yet.
No, and the Young Rider Europeans are in Poland, so that's some journey.
You've got some very generous sponsors, and also the Isleman Sport also support you. But that only goes so far, doesn't it?
Cree Church, Capital Isle of Man, they've helped Yaz for the past couple of years, and they've been instrumental really in her success, because their financial help actually took the pressure off Yaz and me as well. It actually just lessened the pressure, which then enabled her to focus a lot more on the sport and what she was doing. So massive, massive thanks to Cree Church. And of course, the Steam Packet have been there for a few years now helping. That really helped with sort of discount from the fairs. But Isle of Man Sport, I think, has been a, you know, a big help with its nutritionalists and physio and that sort of thing. So I know that Yaz is very appreciative of them.
Yeah, very, very big thanks to Isle of Man Sport, Steam Packet Company and Cree Church Private Wealth.
How did you manage to balance all of this going on whilst you were still at school?
It was very difficult because obviously I was in my GCSE year, so it was quite a lot of work towards my exams, which was going away every weekend basically to compete. So I did as much as I could when I was away. Obviously on the ferry I could, you know, look at a book or something, or when we were travelling I did most of my work then. But it was very difficult to sort of balance out, although the eventing did sort of take priority in my last year, because obviously I was doing quite well and I thought, you know, I really need to go for this because I think this could be like my year, which is good that it actually was, otherwise I would have been a bit upset.
But then at some point you actually made the decision that you'd be better based the other side of the water.
The travel has sort of been the main issue really, with the costs of it has been huge. So I thought it'd be best for me to sort of base myself in the UK, and it'll just make things 10 times easier for me to, you know, hop in the lorry down the motorway and then you're at the event really. Also the facilities are, you know, so much better over there. I've got access to all my usual trainers that I have whenever I want really, which is really good. So I'm very grateful for Mr. and Mrs. Davies to let me stay at their yard in Cheshire, so that's been fantastic to be based in Cheshire, which is very central.
And Leslie, lots of commuting for you backwards and forwards during that time.
Actually, there's actually even more now. Instead of the horses doing all the travelling, it's actually me. So I'm pretty much every other weekend either on the boat or the plane across to be the driver, because Yasmin's not old enough to have a HGV licence yet. So I'm the driver and the groom. I am very lucky with my employers, James and Denise Cubbon at Canet Equestrian Centre, that they've allowed me the flexibility to sort of just up and leave and say, well, we're in a competition tomorrow, I need to go. So I couldn't have done what I've done without people like that, you know, in support of Yasmin as well. So that's a, you know, huge thing.
Yes, very lucky to have a lot of really fantastic sponsors. I mean, it's not only sometimes to do with travel, etc. It's also to do with the kit, which is hugely expensive. And, you know, the tack for the horse as well is hugely expensive. So I'd like to say a big thank you to Comfort Saddles, who supply all my tack for all the horses. Animo, which is all the riding gear covered, which is fantastic, look very smart at events. New Shawl, which is bitting for the horses, and Gatehouse Hats, who supply my helmets. So I mean, all that put together would, you know, be very, very expensive. So it's very lucky to have the support from them.